Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A County Galway farmer has been convicted of assaulting Fianna Fáil TD and Minister for Disability Anne Rabbitt by throwing a bag of cow dung at her at a public meeting last year. Joseph Baldwin of Ballyannan in Gort in County Galway was also found guilty of a second charge of breaching the peace at a meeting to oppose a planned biogas plant on January the 4th, 2023. Drive Time's John Cook was at the district court in Ennis to follow proceedings, and he's with me now. You might remind us, John, of the background to this case.
Yes, Cormac. The offences in question here relate to a public meeting held in O'Sullivan's Hotel in Gort on the night of January 4th, 23, organised by a local community group opposing a planned biogas plant in the South Galway town. It was an emotive issue. There was a lot of colourful language too used. According to local Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State Anne Rabbitt, who was in tears throughout her evidence last month, as she recalled standing at the back of a packed function room as 39-year-old Joseph Baldwin took to the microphone to question her fellow government TD Kieran Cannon on whether the two deputies would stand up to the government, in his words, to block the development, which locals felt would clog up traffic and bring large amounts of organic waste to the town. Video footage shown to the court several times showed Mr. Baldwin criticising the government TD regarding health services and flooding problems in Gort, as Deputy Kieran Cannon offered support to the local opposition group, insisting the government had no role in the decisions of onboard Planola. As he finished his comments, Joseph Baldwin was heard to say he had a present for the TDs before he's seen to step forward, flinging a small plastic packet towards Deputy Cannon, saying, "Here's a bag of cow shite for you," before he flung a second packet in the direction of Minister Anne Rabbitt, who went public on Twitter soon afterwards to say, "I cannot believe a bag of SH1T was thrown at me tonight." In her tearful evidence to the court, Minister Rabbitt said she felt under attack as Mr. Baldwin looked at her angrily. "I'll never forget the white in his eyes," she said. "I didn't feel safe in a public space with the people who elected me," adding she crossed her chest to defend herself where she felt she'd been hit. Though the video footage clearly showed she wasn't hit, Minister Rabbitt insisted she felt she would, and that her legs might go from under her in shock, as she sent that tweet on her phone to take back control of the situation, as she put it. "I know what it's like to be bullied and intimidated," she said, "but there's a line, and it was crossed that night, Cormac."
Now, the accused in this case, Joseph Baldwin, John, gave evidence in his own defence this afternoon. What did he say?
Joseph Baldwin said he lives on the family farm outside Gort, around 500 metres from where the proposed biogas plant is planned. He said he went to the local meeting on the night of January 4th last year, thinking of historic flooding problems in the town and of his late father's time in hospital. He felt nothing's ever done in the town, no money or businesses coming in. He said that both local TDs, Kieran Cannon and Anne Rabbitt, had voted in favour of the government's climate action plan in 2021, which he said proposed hundreds of biogas plants across the country, and then they come back to Gort saying they oppose a local plant in the area. He felt the re-wetting of land would also see a repeat of flooding problems in South Galway, and he felt he'd had enough with Kieran Cannon bringing tons of paperwork to meetings, he said, and Anne Rabbitt not having an answer for you when you ask her a question. Then the TDs disappear from the town, he said, until 3 weeks before an election, he added. He said he used a penknife to scrape cow dung off his farm gate that evening, sealing it in clean, ziplocked bags, which he had intended to place on the top table in front of the TDs. He said he'd seen similar incidents where Eamon Ryan of the Green Party brought rubbish to the Dáil, he said, to make a visual point, or a glass of dirty water had been used in meetings regarding water quality in Gort in the past. With no top table at the meeting, he decided to throw the cow dung on the ground, he said. "I tossed it forward with no intention of hitting them," he insisted. "You could see in the video," he added, "I didn't hit her. I wasn't intimidating. I wasn't there to cause trouble." Asked under cross-examination by barrister for the DPP, Jerry Silk, about comments he made ahead of the meeting and language he had used, saying he brought shit for both TDs because they were bringing shit to the town, and that he was recklessly lobbing cow dung at both TDs. He insisted his intention was to leave the cow dung in front of them. It's something we're used to in the agricultural community, he said. Letters to TDs don't seem to work anymore, and he felt it was a legitimate form of protest, Cormac.
John, what did the judge have to say in his verdict?
Judge Alec Gabbett rejected an earlier application from defence solicitor Dara Hassett to dismiss the assault charge, as the cow dung never actually hit Minister Rabbit, as seen in video evidence, saying a Section 2 assault charge could include the apprehension she felt and the fear of an assault, whether it hit her or not. He said he was satisfied the state had proven its case beyond reasonable doubt that Miss Rabbit was clearly assaulted. And the judge went on to say there was a breach of the peace by Joseph Baldwin's threatening and abusive actions on the night, meaning that he must convict him on both charges. This evening he heard evidence that Mr. Baldwin has six previous convictions, including drunken driving in 2008 and a public order offence in 2012, before he directed that Mr. Baldwin should engage with the probation services for a report prior to sentencing, and that's due to take place on December 18th, Cormac.
Now, the complainant, Minister Anne Rabbit, was in court for the 2 days of evidence in this case, John. How did she react to this evening's verdict?
Yes, Cormac, she was. Two long days of evidence for the Galway East TD for Fianna Fáil. She's the Minister of State for Disability, as you mentioned. And she was there, including her own long and tearful testimony earlier this month, and for Mr. Baldwin's evidence and the verdict today. As she left the courthouse in Ennis this evening, I asked Anne Rabbit for her reaction to the verdict.
So I'm going to just keep my comments very brief today. I suppose being a politician, one expects to be rough and tumble of debate at all times, and I suppose what we've seen today is that the line was crossed, and the judge acknowledged that line was crossed, and I'm glad that we've brought to a conclusion, and that's the end of it as far as I'm concerned, so that's it.
Minister Rabbit, you said that you were nervous going to public meetings as it was, and there's been a lot of commentary about, as it was mentioned as well, despicable acts towards people in protest nowadays. What message do you think the verdict sends out of this case today in your situation?
There's a line and you can't cross the line. There's numerous ways to engage in having your point of view heard, but premeditated actions and dropping the bar, it means today that the judge and the legal system acknowledge that you can't do that.
There's a general election coming. Does it make it's we know that the other witness in this case, Kieran Cannon, is not going to contest a future election. You said you considered your own career and your future prospects out of this, though I think you're getting ready to canvass.
I'm glad that today is behind me, whatever the outcome was going to be. I'm just glad that this is behind me. It has taken 18 months to come to this stage. And to be honest with you, I wish it had never happened. I wish I wasn't standing in front of you. But it's now. It's behind us. We'll move on. And yes, the new shoes will be bought for the election.
And that's Galway Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State Anne Rabbit there speaking with John Cook outside the courthouse in Ennis.